I'll now hand over to Alison to introduce our first batch of news.
This week's hot topic, as we will hear when we get to the letters, is a council proposal to ban wood-burning stoves in Norwich. The decision to delay council elections has also been contentious, and the bad weather is making leaks a problem. Phil will start with the burning news.
A ban on the use of wood burners in Norwich homes moved a step closer after councillors backed the move. Green and Liberal Democrat councillors had called for Norwich City Council to explore a wide range of measures to improve air quality, including phasing out non-essential wood burning and introducing a citywide smoke control area. And at a meeting, the proposals were backed by all political groups, signalling City Hall's commitment to extending smoke controls to cover the entire city. If the restrictions are imposed, it would mean anyone caught releasing smoke from a chimney could be fined £300. Green councillor Hannah Huchner tabled the motion at the meeting calling for the effective banning of wood burners. She said that recent studies showed pollution levels in Norwich, while not exceeding national objectives, are still higher than levels recommended by the World Health Organization.
Labour councillors have refused to guarantee there will be no further election delays next year as the row over cancelled votes continues. Ian Stuteley, the deputy leader of the Green Group on Norwich City Council, put forward a motion at a meeting urging the Labour-run administration to confirm that it would not back another postponement in 2027. However, the motion was dismissed, with Labour refusing to rule out such a move. The council had requested to the government that this May's votes be cancelled, claiming the ballot would interfere with the process of local government reorganisation and be a waste of time and money, since the authority is due to be scrapped and be replaced by a unitary council. However, the move has enraged the Greens, who have accused Labour of scrapping the election because they fear they would lose. They're concerned that they may seek a further postponement in a year's time if the reform process is still not completed.
The under-fire leader of Norfolk County Council has hit back at rebel councillors forcing by-elections in protest at the scrapping of this year's elections. Kay Mason-Billig, who's been criticised for her role in the postponement, accused those stepping down of trying to score a political point. Four councillors have already announced they will resign, forcing by-elections that will be held in May, the same month the elections were due to be held. There's speculation more would follow suit, turning the scandal of the scrapped elections into farce, as voters still end up going to the polls. The government has said Norfolk's countywide vote, which would have seen all 84 council hall seats up for grabs, should be postponed, so they don't impede the process of local government reform, which will see all Norfolk's councils scrapped and replaced. Ms Mason-Billig, as council leader, was twice asked by the government whether she wanted the elections delayed. She insisted she had no intention of requesting a delay, but did nothing to prevent one, and said elections would hamper the reform process. Her stance has put her in the spotlight, with critics accusing her of trying to engineer a delay, but escape the blame for one.
A couple have called in lawyers after battling with the council for 12 years to get their leaky ceiling fixed. Kelly and Darren Mitchell, who have lived in Suffolk Square in NR2 for 15 years, say living in their council home has become dangerous after promised repairs have still not been carried out. The couple became so fed up with the issue that they contacted solicitors to force Norwich City Council to sort the problem. Mrs. Mitchell described how, during heavy rain, water pours into their living room from the balcony above their flat, where she believes there's a crack. Over the years, they've lost televisions, an oak television unit, curtains, and sentimental photos due to the excess water. Mrs. Mitchell said, "I missed out on time with my stepdaughter because she's asthmatic and couldn't stay with us. We get poorly all the time, so we basically live in our bedroom and try to avoid the area." A spokeswoman for Norwich City Council said, "We have and continue to be in contact with the residents at 118 Suffolk Square. We take this issue very seriously and we are working to resolve the problem. These works are expected to start within the next few weeks, weather dependent."
Water bosses have blamed a recent cold snap for delays in repairing a severe leak near the football stadium. Anglian Water said they're seeing more leaks than usual due to the weather, which has resulted in people living in Carroll Road being left with water flowing across the streets for weeks. A spokeswoman for Anglian Water said, "Due to the recent cold snap, we're seeing more leaks than usual in Norfolk, and our teams are working hard to get all of these done as quickly as possible. We'd like to thank our customers in Norwich for bearing with us while we get things back to normal."